Commentator Vivian Schnitzer is one of those Chileans who has always coped with earthquakes. She lives in the United States now, but was visiting her parents in Santiago when the earthquake struck.
One of my earliest memories is holding on to my mother in a Santiago pastry shop. There was unbearable noise and cakes were falling from shelves by the dozen while people ran outside screaming. It was the 1960 earthquake, the biggest in recorded history. But my mother's earliest memory is far worse. A narrow country road and one horse pulling the wagon that carried her father's corpse. Arturo Echeverría died in Chile's 1939 earthquake. His body was found 3 days later near Concepción's main square. How did he die? Exactly where? These unanswered questions became my family's secret obsession and a terrible burden for my grandmother. I hardly ever saw her smile. My mother, who was just 5 when her father died, saw her dollhouse and other belongings sold at auction. Suddenly, she was a child of poverty. The family moved as refugees to Santiago, where she remembers walking to the pawn shop to get money for the family's meals. My 8-year-old son and I are stranded in Chile now, visiting my parents. The jolt awoke us in the middle of the night. We felt the impossible undulations of solid concrete floors. Then the power was cut off and there were only barking dogs, darkness, and the voices of my parents asking if we were okay. This earthquake has reminded me how privileged my family is here in Santiago's foothill suburbs. There is one earthquake, but 2 Chiles. Affluent Chile is traumatized by the force of nature, but our lives will not change dramatically. The other Chile is suddenly visible, the homeless widows and orphans climbing mountains of debris. It is poor Chileans who are looting out of desperation and some affluent Chileans who are calling the army. Maybe it is inevitable that every generation of Chileans will live through several earthquakes. Now the privileged who have escaped the worst must find meaningful, permanent ways to help those who have suffered the most.
Vivian Schnitzer is a writer and is Hispanic Communications Coordinator at the University of Michigan. By the way, this is the music of the Argentinian singer Diego Torres, recorded by Jason Bobian, our correspondent, at a recent telethon in Chile to raise money for earthquake victims. Saber que se puede, querer que se pueda, quitarse los miedos.